Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. It's so cold this morning. It's a beautiful Monday morning, but it's so cold this morning. And I felt it the moment that door opened. Goodness gracious, but we are here. And guess what, people? Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah, it was ridiculously cold.
It was so cold.
I was upset with that.
But what do you mean upset?
I think this is the final days. I think we're coming up on the warm weather, the 60s, the 70s, the enjoyable stuff.
I thought it was this past weekend.
That's true, too.
I was like thinking about what about just the little insects that like started breeding a little too early?
They're dead. Yep, they're all dead.
I wasn't going to say that, Steve. I was going to say they're going to have to learn to brave the weather for a little. They probably didn't make it.
No, they didn't make it, but I did.
I hope you didn't get your grass cut too early either. See, you lawn care people who tried to jump the gun a little bit, you mess around, tear up somebody's lawn. My boy Kevin Smiley, he had a chance to make money, and he implored, hey, you should wait. You should wait till the weather fully breaks. You don't want to kill your lawn.
And when you do, you should use Bosch Lawn Care. They are a great lawn care service, so use them when you get out there.
Ah, of course.
Hey.
Point being, it's cold. It's freezing.
Yeah.
It's been freezing. Brian Hall, what's going on?
Nothing too much. I'm getting into these NBA playoffs over the weekend. Obviously, the Jazz lost last night, but Donovan Mitchell put up a great performance.
Are you a home NBA guy? Are you a frosty cold wheat soda kind of in front of the TV guy? Do you go out? How do you consume NBA?
So when
NBA?
It gets down to like the serious part of the playoffs, I'll go out with my buddies. But right now, when we're still in the first round, I might pop open a beer. But
I mean,
I'll
it starts kind of early too, so like yeah. I mean, to be fair, it starts at 1. So you don't have to go there that fast.
I mean, I that's what I did, man. I kicked
back. L8.
Did a little no. Actually, I'm on this new Clear.
Oh,
it's
my
called
goodness.
Clear Water, and it's like.
Does it have ever before?
No, it's not that. It's not that. But it is.
Do you know anything about Everclear?
I mean, no, I've never drank it.
But you're familiar with it.
Yes.
Hooch.
Familiar with enough. Not
Brian. What you do the Everclear and hooch back in the day?
In college, oh yeah, you throw it in with a bunch of fruit and.
How unsanitary is that in hindsight?
Do what?
How unsanitary is hooch in hindsight?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, everybody—it's just a big jug, and everybody starts dipping cups in.
I know. It's the most disgusting.
That's what the Everclear is for. It kills all the bad germs.
What was the other stuff? Proof. What was the other stuff? Not just Everclear. It was another one.
You can throw any kind of vodka.
It was the real cheap, just the real cheap.
Oh, you get like
pure grain
and all that.
No, it's just the pure grain alcohol.
Heaven Hill, there you go.
Y'all need help.
No, that was back in the day, Steve. We're all.
What's the text line talking about? Somebody on the text line telling me to take Brian's fanhood card because he pronounced the assistant coach's name wrong?
Piagas?
Pagese.
I didn't hear that.
I did not hear it either.
I even pronounced it right on Friday. That's the toughest game or the toughest name to pronounce.
We'll jump in front. Yeah, I know, right?
The only reason I knocked it out was because I went to the Xavier site when they were hired, and it had a and you could listen to it, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
I'll get it down by the end.
I did book my vacation for Panama City. I'm ready to go.
I'm listening.
No, that's about it.
No. Steve, don't know.
Ready to go.
Listen, we share these things with the people. Steve, I want to know, did you go overboard again?
My wife will be 34 weeks pregnant when we go.
I remember a story you saying, the doctor saying you're just going to be miserable. And you said, we're not going to cancel PCB.
No, the doctor said, she said, look, you'll probably be, or the doctor was like, look, you're going to probably be, it's okay for the baby, but it's.
Your baby's going to be born in Panama City.
We do have, I will say this, we do have a little extra put back just in case. or just in case we need to, you know, a little emergency, but regardless, we're going to Panama City Beach. So we're going July 15th,
and you're staying on the beach.
Yeah, bro. I dropped that cash on vacation, man. We got a fresh condo. An eight-minute
drive saves you $1,000, Steve.
Sure. And why even go? If I'm not going to stay on the beach, why the crap would I go to Florida?
Because you're right next to the beach. You don't have to physically be on the beach.
I can have more fun here.
You know what you're doing, Steve? You're doing what we've talked about, people. I'm a little closer to the dating world than you are, right? And then it's in the dating world, you take people to the very, very nice restaurants, and you have to wait for the damn full photo shoot to be done with, because you would think they're making advertisements for burgers the way they turn their plate around and put the wine in the back of the scene. Yeah. and take pictures. That's all you're doing. You're going down there so you can Instagram, Facebook,
it's fresh too.
Snapchat your entire vacation.
Yep, that's it.
That's all you're doing. You're paying an extra $760 just so you can have a hot Instagram page.
And I'm
going to
call in the show. I'm going to call in the show a few times that week, give a little update on how things are going with me. And
no, we know how things are going.
I don't care. I want you to know. I want to talk about it on the air. So it's going to be fun.
We're going to follow you on Twitter, at Stephen Rummage. We're going to know everything.
So that's what I did while I was watching the playoffs.
During the playoffs?
Yeah. Finalize it all down. Lock it all in. Let's go.
Okay. Well, 8150, 939, 3831, 939. Wait, before we go into playoff talk, I mean, golly, the spring game just happened, Steve.
I know.
It was a beautiful, beautiful night for the spring game.
Oh, it couldn't have been better.
Bravo,
man.
Bravo on accomplishing the logistical nightmare that is moving a Saturday game to a Friday night game. I know people, oh, all you're going to do is change the time. No, you got to get your employees, you got to get your staff, you got to get it together.
It's the Texas
picture on the beach.
Bringing it in. I appreciate it, man. I stay at the Aqua, Panama City. Somebody come see me. I'll be there July 14th through the 21st.
Which means you won't be at home. Go get your ADT security. Call Tick Rogers for ADT security.
I have a security system. So,
well,
I live in an apartment at the moment.
It better be ready.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'd have felt uncomfortable just giving out my whereabouts like that.
I don't care.
But I guess everybody knows I'm in studio from 10 to 12.
Yeah, my baby spring mama lives in the same apartment complex.
Oh, easy, Stevie. Yeah. Too much information right there.
Try to steal anything. Trust me, you don't want to deal with her.
Okay, Steve. So here you go. Spring game, compliments on the University of Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
Logistical move.
Awesome.
You know, got it staffed. The food was even really good, too.
My gosh.
We didn't expect to have the – I guess we shouldn't be talking about it on air. We shouldn't be expecting for the media suites to be so well put together.
It was nice, man. It was a beautiful night, man. Getting out there, hanging
Caboose
out.
Caboose, yep. 5. Her was rocking. I was a little late to the show. You know, I heard TBG. You know, had the barbecue going, and that was a good event. I mean, the weather was perfect. I mean, you even had a moment. You got a little nostalgic. People. Steve turns into Mr. Super Hype, Arrogant Steve. Steve had one of those moments. People where he was like, God, man. You believe this? It's the University of Louisville. I remember I used to play on the grass, and I used to just one day hope that I could one day sit in the lower bowl of Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. And look at me now. I'm like, yeah, Steve, where you park at?
I parked around front.
you did have a little bit
of
a
nice
moment.
Out, yeah. Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just kind of it was a great night, man. So, you know, we got to see friends and stuff, hang out. It was good.
Indeed. Okay. Good. Okay. Well, again, 8150, 939 is the number. 3831, 939. Spring game.
Yeah.
Spring game. Spring game. First of all, what were you looking for going into the spring game? What was the most important thing you wanted to see? I know the Juwan pass is easy, or is that just the only answer?
I mean, I don't think you can say that, because I think that is. I mean, that is what you wanted to see.
That's what everybody wanted to
see. Yeah, and I was impressed. I was impressed with what I seen. I thought he made a lot of throws.
Is that what everybody wanted to see? Like, I mean, were people already resigned to the fact that a lot of times you don't see a lot of defense out in this, or you see an overmatched defense early on?
I think it's hard for the defense to come out looking good just because you're – you're always there's so many possessions. I mean, like you're gonna rack up yards in the spring game.
And I think we're talking about a little later on, but the violence is so tamed.
Yeah,
you know, for a spring game.
Sure, I mean, yeah, I mean, when you're in a
especially
spring
Bobby Petrino sitting right there behind the whole offense. Yeah, like you know, if I just crunch this dude,
it's a different vibe. I mean, you're not sacking the quarterback. I mean, there is a different vibe. But regardless, I mean, I thought Juwan looked good, man. I was really impressed with what he did. I thought
it looked like he lost some weight.
Yeah, he looks good. I thought it was interesting after the game listening to. By the way, Des Fitzpatrick. I'm telling you, and he's ridiculous. So, I mean, but I thought it was interesting to hear him after the game. Okay, we can. And but to talk about the passes, even said, you know, he said, look, Juwan knows when to take a little stank off of it and when to put it on there.
Let's stick with Juwan pass before we get to Des Fitzpatrick.
Well, I think this is more about Juwan than it is, because I think that, I mean, that comment right there shows you. I mean, he said, look, Lamar kind of was 100 mile an hour all the time.
Right.
Juwan knows, Juwan has touch. Juwan knows how to put the ball where he needs to be. I mean, I thought he looked good, man. I was really impressed with him.
Did it feel weird to see him coming off under center?
No. I mean, I don't watch enough football. I mean, it's not like, I think there's too much made of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the center under center.
Even when people are in pro camps and making the transition.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that that's more of that's more for the center under center shotgun is hot take type radio. Like that's good for another show maybe. But no, I mean, I think you could just throw. I mean, like who wants to? It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it's not like oh my God, Juwan can go under center.
Whoa. Right.
Yeah. Cool. He's going to take shotgun too. Lamar, it would have been stupid. Why would I put Lamar under center?
When he's one step away from going 80
yards. Yeah, right. Why? Why would I put him under center? I mean, just to prove he can do it? I mean, so, no, but I thought Juwan looked good. I thought Malik Cunningham looked good. I did. But I don't think.
Were you worried about? Yeah, because you were going into there worried. Yeah. You don't want to have a quarterback controversy for starters.
Well, and for me, and some people may disagree with me, there's not.
Right.
There's not a quarterback controversy. I know some people really liked what Malik Cunningham did, and I did too. I thought that he was impressive.
His style of play is easier to be a wow in a spring game.
Definitely.
Right.
And he could be a good player down the road. I mean, if he is the better player at some point, I'm all for starting him, but I'm kind of wanting to shut that one down.
Yeah,
right now.
Malik Cunningham right now could be he's going to have two things going for him. Always cliche, backup quarterback, most popular guy.
Absolutely,
a fact, right? And number two, you're going to have a Lamar hangover.
Yeah,
you're going to have a Lamar hangover, people. Like, can you imagine watching the most exciting running quarterback in college football history, and he's been on your team and on your sideline for 3 years, right? And then all of a sudden, you have a dude who's different, who plays different, who throws different, but you have, let's say, 75% of Lamar Jackson and a Malik Cunningham tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like your body and your brain is not ready to just adjust to, you know, Peyton Manning all of a sudden, you know, like it's your brain's just not wired to do that. So the first thing that looks awkward, I want to go back to what I was comfortable with. I want to go back to a Reggie Lamar lookalike, because that's what's been on our sideline lately. So did you see that? Do you think the fan base experienced a little bit of that? I miss Lamar already.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course you do. Right. I mean, you know, of course.
But you know, and you're saying that's okay.
That's okay, yeah. But
it takes time.
You also didn't have Colin Wilson. You didn't have Day Williams out there. I mean,
you had no OG running back.
Jalen Smith wasn't out there. I mean, I just think that we're going to be pleased with the – and I thought Juwan Pass looked really good. And I think you're –
I mean, we said he's been here 2 years, but – not live action first team speed.
Yeah. Oh man, it's totally different. It's totally different. So, but I think you're going to be pleased with that kind of just more typical Bobby Petrino offense. Big running back, good running backs, you know, a stable of them. You got big-time receivers. You got a big-time playmaker in Dennis Fitzpatrick.
Looks like he wants to go back to that tight end, a lot of heavier use with the tight end.
Yeah.
Or not go back to it. Looks like he, you know, because we were having a conversation. We didn't know if the quarterback was going to be able to utilize the tight ends as much. Looks like, that, you know, it's everything's going, you know, going as planned, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So my question at the beginning was, you know, the Juwan pass experience early. I was okay with it.
Yep.
I was okay with missing Lamar Jackson because it's still, to me, it was kind of like a, who said it when we were in the media room? Somebody, one of those better to have loved and lost than to have never been loved at all was the Lamar Jackson. He's so good. You know, yeah. But again, it was it was different. It felt good to see kind of a different style of offense, a different style of play, and miss Lamar Jackson at the same time. Yep. Like, geez, you know. But it made me, you know, root for Lamar Jackson a little more.
Sure.
Okay, so that was the Juwan pass. I was okay with it too. You know, I was going to see if there was anybody who had an issue, or to see if the text lines were going to go heavy Malik. Because, you know, right on Twitter, it was like the rush to have, like you said, have a hot take about Malik Cunningham, you know? So, that's Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you own him for this year.
Okay, thank you.
And you know I mean own. He can be your baby Ray.
Sure.
You know, I got sensitive when people... When I jumped on, you know, on some of my guys early, I didn't want to share them when other people say, oh, that guy's really good. Yeah, I've been telling you he's really good.
Yeah.
So we'll let you have Dez.
I appreciate that.
That's family, right? What did you think when you heard the press conference of Dez Fitzpatrick talking about his start to spring game? Did you hear that? He spoke about, Bobby Petrino spoke in his post game about Dez having a bad start in spring. Come on in. We got to have a talk. You're not cutting it right now. You know, we need you to be a superstar. You're not being that, right? Dez talks about in his press conference, I went and told my dad about it. Dad's like, you better get on it, right?
Yeah.
Because and I loved it because it was, you told your dad that you were being, you know, that the coach was disappointed in you. Your dad backs up the coach. He's telling you because this is what you need to do. It's not the, you know, it wasn't the, well, I talked to Dez and then his dad called me and then we had a conversation. I cannot stand that.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I literally cannot stand it. I love when the dad just, you know, just backs up. Even if you, a dad, you can be a coach and you can know what you're talking about. Yeah. But sometimes you got to realize your kid's in a position where he just has to do what the coach wants him to do. And y'all can meet later on about, you know, about tweaking some things. So I was happy to hear that they have an open line of communication early.
Yeah.
That you can go talk to a kid and say, step it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the kid can respond and feel like, you helped me get better. Danny talked about redshirting with Juwan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They redshirt together, right?
Yeah.
Then you're like, this could be a problem.
Yeah.
This could be like one of those problem two-man games.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I can isolate this kid, can he break away, though? Can he break away from a tackle? Can he run a curl route and break away from someone? That's what I'm wondering. Because right now we know he has everything we love. He has the route running. He has the athletic catches. You know, he has the kind of, I'm not even going to let this ball get intercepted, which is another overlooked quality. When a duck gets thrown up, he's not the guy to let it get intercepted, which is trust. But I don't know if he can take a curl, make a move, and break away.
See, I think he can. I think he can, yeah. I do see where, though, a guy like him can be more of a possession guy.
Right, right.
I mean, but the thing
is... No, and I say that because, you know, it's one of those things like you really have to make people pay, you know what I'm saying, when he catches the ball.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that's where Bobby's great with what he has right now. I mean, Tutu Atwell looked like he's got a little bit of...
Texter.
It looked like he got a little bit of...
Can I have Tutu?
Yeah, yeah. You can have him because I mean, he looked like he had a little bit of a shake to him, man. So, but you got a guy like Des Fitzpatrick who is just, I mean, that catch he had over the middle, which, by the way, I was almost just as much impressed that Robert Hicks was step for step with him as I was the catch.
Right.
Because that was kind of, and that was a kudos almost to Robert Hicks.
Right. Right. But still, no, you're there to make the play.
Yeah, I mean, that's a true freshman. But, yeah, no, I mean, Dez looked good. Look, here's the thing. The offense looks good. The big question is the defense. Will the defense be good? I don't know that you've seen enough on Saturday to or Friday to go one way or the other on that. But there's playmakers out there on defense. I did see that. And that's half the battle. So,
what did you think? And this is kind of a Rip Bledsoe's ankles. Oh, we're going there. don't worry about that, Texter. RIP to Eric Bledsoe's game and his contracts and his money moving forward. There was another thing I want to ask you about that bothered me. It bothered me when it happened. It bothered me psychologically. I may have felt better a little later on, but we'll let Steve take the point on this when, you know, when I ask this question. Juwan Pass fumbles the ball. He does not jump on the ball. It looked very undisciplined, right? To see everybody reaching for the ball. Immediately, post-traumatic stress disorder, just some possessions last year. We put up with that a lot of times with Lamar because we knew if he picks up the ball, he can take it 70 yards,
yeah,
right? But the discipline element scares you, especially knowing you have an Alabama right around the corner. I was freaking out. Like, yeah. I just got to admit, people, I was freaking out. I was mad at Bobby. I was mad at, you know, I was mad at Crackthorpe. I was mad at anybody who's ever been associated with Louisville football when I saw him not get on that ground. I was mad at Rocco. He was down the hallway. Yeah. Hey, Rocco, come on. You know, like
Cleveland sucks. Yeah. So mad.
Right.
What was that about?
Like I was really, you know, fired up. Like, this can't happen. We're going to lose. My whole radio career depends on you guys winning because I say you're going to win and I believe you're going to win and I want to look like an idiot, but not picking up that fumble will make us look bad.
Yeah, but again, though, this is what I love and hate about spring games, because on the other side, I'm like, yeah, and I don't really want my quarterback diving head first for a fumble.
Bobby Petrino says in the press conference, we don't dive on footballs in practice.
Well,
I don't know, Steve.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know because my standards have become stupid. My standards of preparation now are different. Like
yeah, and let's be clear. That's not Bobby Petrino saying they don't work on picking up fumbles. I mean, I know drills.
No, yeah, you don't. Juwan Pass does not live dive on a fumble.
Yeah, they practice scoop and score.
Right. I know what you're saying, but it's still it just because I had that moment and then I had false start moment last year.
I know.
Oh my God. You know, and I don't want Bobby Petrino to have to wear the undisciplined
right.
moment. You know, because last year it was hell fighting through the Purdue false start narrative, right?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Thank the sports guys and these coaching staff that they eliminated the false start penalties almost, you know, within 1.5 games.
That's why I don't think you can wear that narrative.
Right.
Because, I mean, that got fixed quick.
Right.
So,
right. Now that, and that's what makes me a lot more comfortable this year after my emotions sway. But I'm just admitting that when I saw that, I was just thinking about the undisciplined narratives or the toughness narratives that are going to come out. Because that's what happens too. They say you're not tough. You don't want it that bad.
And I mean, in this game, man, it's tough to ask. There's a fine line because it's tough to ask a bunch of players in practice to dive headfirst on a football towards each other. But I need you to do it in the game.
I remember Davenport tried that in practice one time. He tried to make a little bull in the ring drill, like where he just dropped the ball in the middle, like it was like, yeah, no, we want to see who does it. Coach, I'm projected to go 54 next year.
I'm not diving and on this basketball court.
This is hardwood. And I felt so bad because I thought like one time I should have did it right, Steve. But it was just like, no, if I'm going to kick that ball out of this dude's hands and go and go down there and dunk this
There's no way I would have did that drill in basketball.
But it was one of those things where you're like, coach, I get your point. Like, okay, like just yell at us, okay? Don't make us actually physically crash our bodies into each other. I'm sorry. I know we're listen, coach, I promise we're going to get tougher about getting to the ball, but I'm not going to do this. And we have to agree this is bad.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's fair.
Okay, so where do you fall? Do you think this is different when you have younger players, or this is like a team where you have to protect health even more? Because I'll say that, along with the Juwan pass moment, I'm thinking maybe this isn't the team that you just rest and protect from injuries. Like maybe this is the kind of team that you just have to kind of let steel sharpen steel.
Yeah.
I mean, because injuries, playing through injuries is a skill set now, Steve. Like I know what you're saying.
Right.
And as a football player, you want to be healthy and you know how you love feeling fresh. But playing hurt is a skill. It's an ability. And it has to be made somewhere.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want that to come in practice. I mean, I don't need my guys hurt in practice to prove they can play through pain. I mean, you don't play through pain in practice.
Right.
Donovan Mitchell hurt his foot yesterday in the game. He played through it. Guess who's not going to practice? Donovan Mitchell.
But he's a proven rookie of the year.
Yeah, but I mean,
like what I'm saying, I think we have a lot of players that are so unproven that maybe I would err just a little bit more on an aggressive side. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
Like I said, like especially when you have a new coach, you know, and you have a new environment. Like this is almost like one of those chances to start over and be hyper physical. You know?
Yeah,
and
that could be the case. I mean, we don't see that, though.
Right?
I mean, it's so tough. It's so tough in a spring.
We
game.
Just need more access to the football.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
I need to be in practice. I need to know y'all are.
I just need to know y'all are hitting.
Yeah, I need to know you're getting after it.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough in a spring game to take anything like that away.
And I'll say this, and we'll kind of put that bow in it. Yeah, we're definitely going to get these text lines. 38-31, 93-9 text lines are kind of hot.
And we'll
there.
Go over some recruiting today.
We can do that.
Talk about some big visits this week.
You're going to have to say that sentence that you told me again when I asked you about Wake Forest players. So let me ask you this one last thing. What can you do to make the spring game better?
Nothing. It's good now. Well, I mean, you had a great crowd, great weather. People were out. I mean.
Am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to talk about my experience with another spring game?
It's your world, man.
Yeah, sure.
We're living in it.
So imagine this, Steve.
Okay.
You have PJ and Banasaur, right?
Yep.
And it's my little cornerback, little hotness that I like. Daddy's son, Kentucky son of a UK player.
Rush East.
Sorry. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. You were almost going to give me that sarcasm. Ugh. Steve, you know what I'm talking about. 88% of the time, I think you were just going to let me flail on Russ East. Okay. Russ East and Banasaur, stick them out there, bull in the ring. You throw them out the circle. One-on-one competition. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Like, what do you think about adding some of those? Adding some one-on-one just races. You know, something that makes them compete in front of a crowd for adrenaline purposes, right? Because and people, the reason I bring this up is because, of course, Jalen Reeves-Maben is a freshman, right? He's out, maybe a sophomore. He's out in the middle of the field. The orange team on one side of the circle, white team on the other side of the circle. They put them in a one-on-one in the center of the tee, right? And let them sumo wrestle until you toss somebody out of the ring. That's a low injury risk, you know, event.
Yeah.
Right? It makes a winner and it makes a loser, right? Right. And you have a crowd and you have your team. You can't let your team down by getting tossed up out of the circle of the field. How much fun would that be if you win
It's fun, yeah. It's fun.
No, what I'm saying is, do you think Louisville could benefit on something like that? Because, I mean, and you get to know, I was talking to Drew about this, you got to know players a little closer, too. You know, this is PJ Mbenesor, blah, blah, blah. He's from, yeah. You know, this guy, and this is our other guy. He's the young punk, you know, coming to take his position. Get in the ring, you know what I'm saying? Crowds pump, you know, like an event on the floor.
Absolutely.
Or would that seem like too much of a gimmick here?
No, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I love competition I mean, I like it.
But to be honest, this is not just me saying this about football, because when we talked about Chris Mack making everything about a one-on-one competition and then moving that into a team environment, like, I think this team would be hugely benefited in something like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like that. I think it's cool, but I mean, it won't
make a break.
No, I mean, you had a great crowd. It was a great crowd. Yeah, I mean, good spring game. Spring games are somewhat boring. I mean, it don't matter where you go.
They don't have to be.
No, they are. I mean, it's
add more to it, Steve. Make them compete in front of the fans, one-on-one.
Okay.
Let people know your
name.
We
can do that. I mean, Tennessee did that.
They also got the suites down the floor that we have now.
Yeah, but I mean, Tennessee did that.
They got busted.
They got busted.
but they put kids in the league.
I agree with that.
I do think that matters too. You know, like I do think that having to one-on-one your way to respect through the team matters.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like to see a little more of that. Not just super criticism, but just.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. No, I agree. I do like that.
Softball Dad Dustin, what's going on? Thanks for joining us on the Ed Scorns Collision Center Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. It just hit me. I'm a football geek. I watched other spring football games on television this weekend like an idiot.
No, I did too.
I did too.
Did you? Florida, well, we've got my wife and I, her cousin is on Coach Taggart's staff down at Florida State. She's been with him since Western. She sent pictures of herself with Vanilla Ice, who performed at their spring football game.
That's pretty good.
So tell me, what did you think about that? Like, are you for that, or you want to be the anti-Vanilla Ice at my spring football game?
No, man, I'm all in. I don't care who you bring. You got to. We definitely need to step our game up.
I don't know. Dustin, I appreciate the call. Steve.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Because when he says that, then I turn into traditionalist. Whoa! Like, I don't. It's not turning my spring game into a concert now. You know, it's not a block party.
I don't hate it. I just don't want to sound like I dislike what Louisville does now. I mean, right. Louisville, they do a freaking festival. They do an autograph signing.
Right, right.
They were going to have Coach Mack, but he's out recruiting, you know, with the day change. I mean, like, they make it an event. Like, our spring game's good. I mean, yeah, is there things you could add? Sure. Yeah, I mean, like that. Like, yeah, I would like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Like, this is not a criticism.
Or somebody doing a concert on the party deck? Sure, yeah, it'd be awesome.
One take. Didn't Coach Strong do the bull in the ring? I don't know. I had to ask you that, Steve, because
yeah, he did.
He did.
I was trying to avoid that. Yeah, he did.
That's fine. Yep. See, it was fun. Clemson spring game. I don't know about that. Clemson spring game was not boring. I bet it was.
I think I watched some of it. I mean, it's a spring game. I mean.
I saw spring games and none of them were like, you know, exciting.
You're practicing. You're trying to get work done. I mean, it's not an all-star game. You
had some of the veterans pass over some of the jerseys and, you know, that was good. Yeah, I mean,
they're not, and look, and I'll say that they're not boring to me. I mean, I love it. I love breaking it down.
Right. No.
But to the average, like my wife goes to a spring game. She's like,
Right.
You know, I mean, you're there for the event.
Right,
not so much the game.
No, and again, I'm. How fast are they competing?
Yeah,
and that's me. You know, kind of individual personalities. I like to see personal. I like to see who's my next Jair Alexander. Who's the guy peacocking? Who's the guy, you know, jumping in each other's face after you know, one or two things.
I did see that Clemson spring game too, and my soul can't handle that dude with the long, flowing, beautiful hair.
Oh man,
I'm like, God,
He can't be good.
Yeah, he can't be good. Trevor Lawrence. Anybody but him.
Come on, PJ. Get together, honey.
Anybody be good. I get it.
You can't have him be the starting quarterback.
It didn't
quarterback.
Take me long.
That's like a Kyle guy.
Yeah.
He's like the football version of Kyle guy.
You can't be the guy, man.
That comes in
just
here.
Just watching that spring game for Clemson kind of brought back the – because you kind of forget when you're in the offseason how bad you don't like somebody. Yeah. And then it's kind of once you start seeing that Clemson, you're just like, oh.
I know. We're getting right there.
And Clemson took that nasty L to Bama, and it's like, yeah, you know. But
quick commercial break, people. You're going to enjoy this next segment. Midday with Marcus Maybe at 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Field.
You're listening to Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville. People, I've told you about a new partner of ours, a growing partnership with Globe Auto Sales. People, it's a Carfax Advantage dealer. Largest selection of the nicest pre-owned vehicles in the city. Financing for everyone, even you people. Don't settle for the buy here, pay here when you can just come to Globe Auto Sales and pick from the nicest pre-owned. Now, people, this is not my sentence. This is their sentence. Don't drive by and think those vehicles are too nice for me. Because I did the same thing. I was in the market for a car. See,
I couldn't believe the price.
You meant that when you said that.
Yeah, I could not believe the prices.
You go there and it's not buy here, pay here. So it's not them harassing you. It's not them tracking you down. It's them helping you establish your credit with those prices. And I'm telling you, right now, Globe Auto is handpicking the vehicles that they know they can sell immediately.
They had cars I thought was definitely out of my reach. I thought, you know, there's no way Steve Rummage will ever be driving around like a hardtop BMW or something like that. $13,000.
And it disappointed me because they do it for everybody, Steve. I thought they were just doing it for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, hey, Marcus, we listened to your show. Oh, here's the prices. I was like, well, what are you charging regular people? We're charging you regular
people. It's one of those places where you say, okay, well, I wonder if we can get a deal. And it's almost like, we're not. I said this sentence to you. I said, you were looking at a very nice car. I'm not going to say what it was, but it was a very nice car. The price was there. I said, are you going to get a deal? I looked at the price. I said, well, they can't cut you a deal on that.
They already did.
It's a great deal.
Again, Globe Auto Sales, people, I will give you the address later. Right now, we just want you to know the name because you're going to drive by it and you'll know. Hey, Marcus and Steve, we're talking about Globe Auto Sales. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on the Escort Collision Center Hotline, my man. What's on your mind?
What's up, guys?
Chilling.
First off, I want to say, Steve, good luck to your Cowboys because they're going to need it.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. You let Dez Bryant go.
He had to go. Dez had to go, man. It's time. He's been the third best receiver on the team for the last 2 years. He ain't worth the money anymore. Yeah, dude, go get a guy in the draft. You got Allen Hurns.
But I just want to say, I've been worried about this all night, thinking about it. Like, what if DeJuan Taz end up getting hurt in the Alabama game? Do Louisville got capable of backup to lead that team? Because I seen what happened to Florida State last year when they lost their starting quarterback. I don't want the same thing to happen to Louisville.
Lawrence, I appreciate the call. And boy, I'm telling you, Lawrence never, never fails to be great when he calls in. Lawrence, you cannot worry. That's why you feel comfortable starting your 6'6", 240-pound quarterback. He's not the little guy from Florida State just taking hits in the mouth every day and just, he's a tough guy. He's standing in the pocket getting popped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be
the No, guy. Yeah. I mean, I hope I don't get hurt on the way home.
Right. No, but I know what you're saying. Malik Cunningham right now looks to be that two spot. Yeah. Right now, you'd feel just as comfortable going with Malik. I mean, you
I wouldn't
think,
say just as comfortable.
I was going to say, yeah. Juwan Pass is ceiling is higher, so you want to, you know, you think yeah. you can get more out of him right now, but you would know Bobby Petrino has an offense
yeah.
that can be suitable for Malik Cunningham because it would be a dialed back Lamar Jackson
Absolutely.
Offense.
Absolutely.
And you know most of the players on your team can run that
There
offense.
Is a little bit of comfort there. I
right,
say.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know guys will actually be able to move the ball.
Dez Bryant. Dude's got to go, man. Sorry. Time's up, man. You only get a couple years to get paid that kind of money and not produce.
What did Jerry Jones say in that meeting?
You're not producing. Dez, you know you're not producing.
See, that's what I always want to say. You know that you're not doing nothing. That you're not doing anything out there.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, now you got a wide receiver coach?
Yeah.
Now you got a dietitian?
Look, we gotta move on, man. We're paying you way too much money.
You've been here 11 years.
Right.
You've been in the league.
And then, I mean, and you notice, I mean, he gets out there and all of a sudden the Eagles are like, we don't want him.
Right.
And a couple other teams, Falcons are like, we don't want him.
Right. Like, why am I outbidding yeah. myself? And you'll be back for $2 million.
Yeah. So, no. Dallas made the right move on him. No, sorry. Yeah, you got to go, man.
Maybe a year too late. Okay, yeah. So now that we got that out the way, since we transitioned a little bit into pro, we're at the end of the, I hate doing that.
What?
I was going to go into pro sports at the last couple of seconds, but let's see if Brian, let's see if we're going to push that to the other half. Let's see what Brian or Brad has waiting. How long do you think Brian's going to take to get off the phone?
I don't know. Wait.
What you want to just wait?
We'll just wait and see.
What question do you have?
We're just waiting to see how long you were going to be on the phone.
I'm off the phone. Butch is wanting to talk to you.
Butch, right. Thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And, Dez Bryant, he had to go, man. He's holding y'all back. Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
Butch, you have the most outsider advice that I've ever seen in my life. You just want everybody to be great, don't you?
I tell you what, I think he probably has a couple more years left, though. But I think that system is centered around Elliott.
Well, Butch,
so the team that throws the ball all the time.
I thought you were going to be scared to call in today because I heard the little buzz coming out of your university that you got the new improved Lamar Jackson. Now, how true is that?
It is true.
Butch.
I'm going to tell you something.
For those who don't know, Kentucky thinks they have the new Lamar Jackson at quarterback.
They do. They do. And they're going to beat. Well, I'm not going to say that, but they're going to beat their share of teams this year. Going back to another bowl again.
Brian, cool. Make sure you copy that right now. They're going to beat their share of teams and go back to a bowl.
That sounds like a fun little year.
They're going to win. I'll give you a number then. Oh, they're going to win 8 games this year.
Yeah, Butch. And Eric Bledsoe is going to be able to walk today.
Oh, you know what? I'll give you that because I'm for the Celtics, man. That was a good step back he did and broke my man's ankle.
So you just jumping ship and not you're a Celtics fan?
No, I'm not a Celtics fan, but I'm just tired of seeing the same teams. I'm a Houston Rockets fan.
Go ahead and
man.
Say it. You're tired of LeBron James. You want LeBron James out of the way. So.
Well, you know what? I am. I like the King, but I want to see a new team in it. But I'm a Rockets fan. Man. I want James Harden to take this year.
Appreciate the call, Steve. Get out of
Rockets fan. Since when?
You hate the Dallas Cowboys.
Big Rockets fan.
I mean, just James Harden. He's always been.
Number one seed this year. Yeah, doing the thing.
Since Patrick Beverly? He's always my guy.
Hey, look like they got a shot.
I mean, when Tracy McGrady was with the Rockets, it was
big time.
Hey, right. Clyde Drexler.
Yeah, big time. Man,
Kenny Smith. Up. You know, the dream. I said.
Hey, Coach Mack's putting work in. We're going to talk about that in the next hour, too. Andy's out here tweeting about wings.
He's right at home. Come on, Coach. Eat healthier. Stop. You got one tweet about wings a month.
Well, he's already got two.
My these players are following your example. Quinoa only. Kale quinoa smoothies for Darius Perry.
Eat whatever you want. Just bring some recruits back. Big visit this week. Couple big visits this week. Somebody on campus.
Which one's the most important?
We'll talk about that.
Midday with Marcus Maybe at 8150. 939 is the number on 939 The Ville.